Hey, my friends. Welcome back once again to the worldwide broadcast, the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope you guys are having an absolutely awesome day today. Staying strong and healthy, as always. Ted will be with us here shortly. He had to go handle some business, so I figured I'd open the show and tell you guys I appreciate you. I actually had some positive emails the last couple days. I think everybody, they felt bad for me.
They loved that show yesterday. It was so funny.
Oh, yeah.
I had so many comments on the show.
Having to deal with YouTube. Everybody's like, dude,
well, no,
keep going, Austin.
The two things that they thought were funny with me was they felt bad about the YouTube, but they felt funny about the pooping, biting dog.
That was horrible.
That was a horrible story. And they loved the tunnel scene in Blues Brothers.
Oh, gosh. That's just a classic part of that film.
I was going to watch it last time. I couldn't find it.
If I would have had more time, I would have done a meme. And I would have crudely pasted my face over his. And then I would have put the YouTube symbol over hers.
There you go.
Just a little silly video. But other than that, my friends, welcome back again. Vitamin C caps, you know them well. On sale product of the week. Also, the HGH Stimulate, the one and only nitric oxide formula. The best formulas we have as far as for increasing energy performance. Nitric oxide, that's back in stock. Everything is shipped out. And pretty much everybody has received their order. And I'm getting positive feedback on it. Fresh batch. I mean, you can look at it. These don't expire till 4 of 28. They don't get any fresher than that.
That's
about as fresh as it gets. So, and again, make sure you guys are staying up to date. Sign up for the weekly newsletters on here. Put your name, last name, email, subscribe. And also, too, if you guys like YouTube, you enjoy YouTube, it just happens to be the biggest platform pretty much in the world for podcasting. Hence one of the reasons why I'm continually trying to keep on it without getting banned. Next Tuesday, we're going to be doing a live feed. We already do a live feed. We're going to be doing a live chat, and I'm going to be answering some health questions throughout the show on there. But please, I'm going to keep it to health questions. If you put a bunch of weird stuff in there, I'm going to ignore it because it's on the show, and I got to try to cover a lot of health stuff and make sure everybody gets covered.
Are you trying to say we're a health show?
A health show. We're not a little hat show.
We're not really a health show. We're more of a latest world news and health research show.
Well, our main sponsor is this company right here.
Oh, Health Masters.
They sponsor the whole show.
That's true. They pay for it.
Oh, and you guys asked me about it yesterday on here. If you're trying to find the food storage, look over to the Health Masters Shop All right here. Give me camera four. Somebody asked me how to find it. So they couldn't find it. I'll make it really simple. Shop All, far left category. Go down one click. You got food storage right here. See this button? Click on it. That gives you the organic food buckets. That gives you the beef, seasoned beef, freeze-dried beef, and the freeze-dried chicken diced chicken, and then also the 2-pack and the 4-pack on the organic food buckets. So if you're looking for those, be sure to check them out on there. Really good specials we got going on. And on top of that, it's just good to have some backup food supply, backup water, and backup supplements. I always tell people there's no reason to act absolutely bonkers. You know, I've talked to people before, like, oh, we're getting 10 years of freeze-dried food, fill the entire basement. I'm like,
what if the apocalypse doesn't happen?
Yeah, I mean, it's like, okay, yeah, what if the food goes bad 15, 20 years, and it's like, now you got this entire warehouse underneath your house with it.
Well, just start eating it. That's all you
can
do.
You can. You know, but my whole thing is, my recommended minimum, have a 30-day full supply of anything you need. Water, bandages, first aid, food, you know, any type of supplements you need. Minimum 30 days, preferably 90. At that point in time, if you're still in that location, it's probably going to be a time to exfil. If you're where you're at 90 days and you're still in food supplies.
You know, here's the thing with all that. You know, we've gone through so many hurricanes.
We have.
You know, and so,
we've eaten some of this stuff before during hurricanes.
Oh, yeah. And the crazy part about all of it is this. It's not that we're walking in fear.
No.
It has nothing to do with that. It's just a preparation mindset.
That's exactly right.
You know, I tell people, it's the same thing like taking collagen to keep your skin from falling down and sagging, okay? Same thing with taking vitamin C so you don't end up with cancer. It's the same thing with using a purple stick instead of taking coffee. It's the same thing using HGH stimulant if you got a problem with your libido or you're trying to maintain healthy blood pressure. You know, it's all preventive stuff.
It's the same thing like carrying a firearm in the state of Florida. It's not out of state of fear. It's a prepared mindset in the event that you have somebody engage you that's on meth that has a firearm and basically tries to hurt you or your family. Well, that's one of the main reasons we're alive.
When I went to see my buddy the other day with the cancer, I had to park in the middle of nowhere to get to the hospital on time. The doggone valet was backed up. And so I walked to the hospital and I was carrying my 43X in my pocket.
Yeah.
You know, and then all of a sudden I walked through and some guy's standing there. And he's like sitting down and He goes, I've got to wind you down. I'm like, you don't want to wind me down. I got a 43X Glock in my pocket.
You don't want to wind me down.
He goes, I said, I'm scared of a gun. It's Florida. It's a free state. We don't need a permit for it. And he goes, well, I have to ask you to take it back to your car. I'm like, oh, God, back to the doggone 95 degrees, 100% humidity day, walking through the bright sunlight. And I'm like, okay. So I walked back. Then I went back to the X-ray thing. I asked him, I said, do you have this happen all the time? He said, all the time. It's Florida. He's everybody.
Well, I've never had anybody want me down going to hospital. I've
me neither.
Carried in the hospital.
Yeah, but you know what? Those little hat doctors, sometimes they get really, really aggressive and mean. And they make stupid mistakes and they get you pissed.
And that it comes to your deal with emotions,
yeah,
family,
right.
And death. People get a little irate sometimes. And all of a sudden somebody starts, I guess that's true. Yeah.
No, I have my mom. Remember, I told you that.
Yeah.
That guy told her she had cancer. She did not, and scared her because, you know, he was figuring she was a German. Shouldn't have said that. Can I say German?
YouTube. You say German.
YouTube. Can I say German?
Well, and you know where the doctor was from.
Oh, yeah. And what he basically, I told him, I said, if you're wrong about this, we're going to have a chit chat. So, so that's, I guess, why they, maybe it's because of what I said to him that day.
I do remember. I remember this specifically.
But I tell you what, I didn't need a firearm to handle that little.
No.
He was a nightmare.
I remember during that time, like 2020, 2021. There were incidences and altercations at hospitals where law enforcement was getting called all the time.
Especially when you couldn't see a loved one who's on a ventilator.
Yeah.
They're about to die. But anyhow, I asked him, I said, you ever have problems with people with guns? And he goes, yeah. He goes, a lot of times we got to call law enforcement. They refuse to take their guns back to their vehicles.
The issue
it's private
property. That's the problem you run into, is it's private. See, the thing is, when you're dealing with private property and firearms, there's not really a gray area with it. If the owner of the private property, or if it's the policy, and you got to understand it goes both ways. Because say you're on your property, say you own an acre, and somebody's walking down the street and they walk onto your property and they're carrying a firearm. You say, you can't be on my property. I don't like you. I don't trust you. You look like you're up to nefarious behavior. You need to leave. I'm not leaving, and I'm not taking my firearm off, or I'm not doing anything. Well, now you got yourself in a situation where you got somebody trespassing with a firearm, which is a felony, and now you have the ability to defend yourself if you really want to go that route. So private property and firearms, there's not much of a gray area with them. And also, too, make sure you guys are checking out the health articles. We got some new stuff coming up here soon. I covered this one in detail last week. A lot of people have read this, and I'm getting feedback on it. As far as the magnesium thionate, talking about cognitive performance, sleep, and also hand-eye coordination. I went into detail last week. Check that article out on here. And one of the first new studies I have that I wanted to cover on here is it said daily multivitamin linked to slower biological age in a new clinical trial. And now what's crazy about this.
That's just a duh.
I know. And the crazy thing about this is the study published in Nature Medicine examined whether daily multivitamins containing a broad mix of vitamins and minerals could influence biological aging. And they use pretty much, and I can't speak for the efficacy of the product, but I can tell you from some of the stuff that I read in the clinical trial, it wasn't the ultimate multiple power quality. I can guarantee you that right now.
Boy, that product's amazing.
Oh, that product would have had enormous response. But even with this, with kind of the Bobo multivitamin that they used, they analyzed blood tests taken at the start of the study, and again, 1 and 2 years later, tracking changes across 5 epigenetic clocks, 2 of linked to mortality and risk. Compared to participants taking a straight placebo, those taking the multivitamin showed slower aging and 2 epigenetic clocks linked to mortality risk. The effects translated to about 4 months less biological aging over 2 years. That is enormous, by the way, guys, when you're talking about a product that you, and the quality of this, I can't speak for again. You're talking about just a basic, simplistic multivitamin showing it reduced biological aging 4 months over the placebo group in just 2 years. So that's averaging, what, a month, 2 months? Yeah, reducing biological age by 2 months per year is what that is, which that's pretty significant. I mean, that's 2 years over a decade. And so when you have these studies look like this, it says we've uncovered a key mechanism that may underlie the clinical findings of multivitamins for cognition, cancer, and cataracts. The results are encouraging, noting the findings emerged from a randomized clinical trial, which is a more rigorous standard of evidence than an observational research. So when you start looking at that they're showing a standard multivitamin essentially reduced, if you look at it on a decade scale, 2 years of biological aging over a decade, 2 or 4 months over 2 years. This is pretty cool research, and I'll post this on the site so you can look at it. But again, this is one of the reasons why I always tell you, if you're going to start with something, start with the ultimate multiple powder. I can't make it any more simplistic than that. People call, what should I start on? I repeat myself all the time on the show, on emails, on the website, everywhere I go. Start with the multivitamin powder. It's going to give you a big old kick. It's going to make you feel really good. You're going to be less fatigued. You're going to have more energy, and you're going to have better results with everything. And we see studies like this, 4 months reduction of biological aging over 2 years with a standard multivitamin. I can only imagine what our multivitamin powder would have done in a clinical trial.
Probably give you an 80% reduction, honestly.
I'm not
making a claim.
Yeah.
This is an interesting article. It says, how judges manipulate law. Today, many judges now view their role not as discovering what the law actually means, but as rationalizing what they believe the law should mean.
That's true.
That's well said. It says, Americans are taught that justice is blind. We are told that judges simply apply the law as written regarding basically the Constitution, faithfully interpreting statutes and constitutional provisions without regard to politics, ideology, or personal preference. The image is comforting, a neutral arbiter weighing facts and law, untouched by partisan passions. Yet anyone who has followed the modern judiciary for more than a few years recognizes a troubling reality. In most of the nation's politically significant cases, the outcome can often be predicted less by the ambiguous language of the law than by the identity of the judge hearing the case. Before the first brief is filed and before the oral arguments begin, seasoned observers frequently ask the simple question, who appointed the judge? Was it a Biden appointee? Was it a Trump appointee? Was it a liberal? Was it liberal, these federal court judges, or was it somebody who's conservative? The reason is obvious. Biden put in hundreds and hundreds of liberal court judges. Yep. The reason is obvious in case after case involving. See, remember, the little hat people discovered a long time ago, if they're going to influence things, they have to influence the judiciary. Yep. And they want communists in there. They want communists in there. They want socialists in there.
Do you remember Schumer after Biden was pretty much his term was over, and Schumer and Biden, they were bragging about how they had appointed over 250 mm-hmm. unbelievably hardcore liberal communist judges?
Yep. The reason is obvious. In case after case involving elections, executive power, immigration, environmental regulation, gun rights, religious liberty, campaign finance, affirmative actions, abortions, or administrative authority, judicial decisions frequently align with the political philosophies of the presidents who place those federal court judges on the bench. That's a fact. This was not the founders' intention. The Constitution was to be the law, not the judges. Words are chosen carefully. Powers were enumerated deliberately. Rights were specifically explained. The purpose was to establish boundaries that the government could not cross, regardless of who happened to hold that office. But the strange transformation has occurred over the last century. Today, many judges now view their role not as discovering what the law actually means, but as rationalizing what they believe and being partisan and what the law should mean. The founders envisioned something completely and totally different. And that's sad. Now I'm going to throw one more thing into. Let's throw our little buddy Jeffrey Epstein into this.
Oh yeah.
Now a lot of these federal court judges, which are basically they're put in for life. Remember this. When they get compromised by somebody having a videotape of them doing certain things with certain people, what ends up happening is they do what they're told to do because they don't want to be exposed. Period. And once they get exposed, they get kicked out or they're completely and totally discredited. Now, let me explain something to you about a federal court judge if you happen to show up in one of their courtrooms. Okay?
This is federal.
This is not a joke. This is real. This is the real deal now. You got a federal court judge, and he's looking down at you, and he's talking to you, and he's asking you questions, and the attorneys are asking you questions and everything else. Be very mindful. In that courtroom, he's a little god with a little G.
Okay? That's pretty much his world.
No. This he could say, prison. You're done. You're going to prison for life. He can do whatever he wants. Yet within the bounds of the law, he can do whatever he wants as far as sentencing or whatever. He's got unlimited power over you unless you can get an appeal or appellate, because the only time you actually are guaranteed that is in case of basically capital punishment. You don't get an automatic appeal. Years ago, there was a guy named Strader. He was running the Ponzi scheme, and he was here in Lakeland, and he hired F. Lee Bailey, and Strader got busted for this Ponzi scheme, and he hired F. Lee Bailey. He thought he was going to get out of this problem that he had. And he was in front of a federal court judge, and he was had zero repentance, didn't care about the money he had stolen.
He was arrogant, he didn't care?
The judge looked at him and said, you cannot be rehabilitated. White-collar crime, boom, 37 years in prison.
Ooh, gosh.
That was it. I mean, he had kids and everything, wife, everything.
37 years.
I think he's still in jail. He may have just gotten out.
Gosh.
He's been in jail since the 80s.
Yeah.
No, it was unbelievable. And this white-collar, nobody died. You get drug dealers that are killing people, and they get 4 or 5 years.
Yeah.
The judge got hacked off at him and said, 37 years, wax it, let you out. So if you ever find yourself in a federal court, and it's not going to be one of those deals that you're going to get an appeal because you're going to be going to the electric chair, just shut your stinking mouth and be contrite. You think, I don't want to do that. Okay, you can go ahead and pull a straighter then. But do whatever you want to do. But the point is that be very, very careful. People don't realize how much power these guys have. And this guy, the straighter guy, he was really a nice guy. He had a family man. Everybody loved him. But he just made some mistakes, done some things that were wrong. And under no accountability level did he deserve 37 years
of prison. No. Man, make him pay back the money, put him on probation, do a couple of years. But 37
no,
years?
No, I had another friend.
Pedophiles don't even get that.
No, I had another friend.
They should get a death penalty.
I didn't know the straighter guy, but I had another friend of mine. His name was Richard. And he ran a Ponzi scheme. Very common, by the way. Be very careful with your friends that get in the Ponzi scheme.
So.
And he ended up stealing like $3 or $4 million. Okay. And they ended up giving him like 5 years in prison. And that was before you had to serve your time. If you do the time, you've used crime, you do the time.
Yeah.
He was out after 7 or 8 months. White collar.
Yeah.
But they put him in federal prison. They put him in, I think they put him in a federal prison. It was awful.
Yeah. And, federal's better than state. Florida state prison.
He said, I gotta be careful because this I don't want to turn this into a horrible show.
Yeah,
but he told me that the black gangs ruled the prison, and that at nighttime everybody was in a big dormitory with no guards. They weren't in individual cells, and he said it was awful what happened at night. I'll stop there. And he said he went and talked to one of the head black guy who ran the prison, an inmate. You always have that head guy, and the guy goes, "I can't believe you, white boy, you're talking to me." And Richard was a Christian. And he was told at that point in time, the black guy, for some reason, liked Richard, took him under his wing, and told everybody else not to touch him. True story. And Richard ended up going in and having prostate problems a few years later, ended up getting a bunch of radioactive pellets put in him. 90 days later, they buried him. Be careful with your prostate glands, guys. It's just like...
That's why we have the two formulas rolling out here shortly.
Okay, well, what's your next story?
Next story, this is an interesting one here. High ultra-processed food consumption now directly raises heart attack risk study. Duh. Again, sometimes I feel like I talk about these articles, we've talked about them for years, but then I still get comments on them, and people are like, well, that's interesting. Here's why. A lot of times we're getting new customers, we're getting new listeners. This content goes out, and sometimes it gets shadow banned. That's what happens. Sometimes we put stuff up and...
It doesn't sometimes get shadow banned. It always gets shadow banned.
So I like to cover a lot of this stuff and then go into detail when more content on it comes out, because what happens is the more knowledge you have on this, the better choice you can make, especially when it comes to food, especially when it comes like in this photo here. There's a whole rack of Oreos. This is that ultra-hydrogenated, high oleic canola oil and sunflower oil they put in these things. Oreos and those branding, that style, unless there's some type of organic version of them.
Like Paul Newman's got a pretty decent
one. I think they have an organic one. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's not a health food. It's still junk food. But it doesn't have so much ultra-processed food with all the high fructose corn syrup and ultra, basically, high hydrogenated soybean oil. It says here in the study, it says people who ate high levels of ultra-processed food more likely to suffer heart attacks or heart issues, according to the study.
I'm going to talk about that in a second.
Well, this is just an ad.
I know it is. How to stop atrial fib would be easily. I'm going to tell you what happened to my buddy Lenny, who was in the hospital, and they gave him all that chemo. He was going in, had hospitalized because of atrial fib.
Really?
And you know, I tell you, they said you have severe magnesium deficiency because of the chemo. Magnesium works many, many times in order to control atrial fibrillation. Just thought I'd say that. You got to have a lot of magnesium. But that's why he's out of the hospital. He's back home again.
Oh, good. You didn't tell me that.
I found out yesterday, but it's not necessarily a good thing. I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay. Yeah. This is when
we need to go visit him today.
Oh. Okay. Wow. All right. We'll talk about it for sure. We compared with people who had one serving a day of ultra-processed food compared to those who had 9 servings per day ultra-processed, had a 66.8% higher risk of cardiovascular events such as heart attack and stroke. That's enormous, by the way. Now, a lot of people say this. They'll go, well, 9 servings a day of ultra-processed food. That's not near as much as you think it is, and it's not near as much as it sounds like it is on here. It says they saw a clear dose-response relationship, meaning that intake increased, so did the risk directly. So the relationship remained consistent, even after research accounted for factors such as age and lifestyle. They said the ultra-processed foods who have had altered chemical processes, including things like enhanced color, flavor, shelf life, frozen pizza and soda are 2 examples. went into detail here talking about how this study looked at over 6,800 Americans, and it was statistically significant. Excuse me. It's Friday. I'll leave myself together here. I'm running over a tension factor.
You're going too quick, I guess.
I gotta slow it down. What did you always say? Slow it down, Austin. Slow.
Sometimes you gotta just breathe.
Sometimes you talk slow. So it's significant. So basically, the more ultra processed food you eat, the more heart problems you're gonna have. And a lot of it's gonna be dealing with arterial plaquing, blood viscosity, all types of other problems in there. And then another reason, too, a lot of times is remember, ultra processed foods raise cortisol. Cortisol burns magnesium, as he just talked about. Magnesium is absolutely crucial for overall heart health, period. There's no way around it. You can't even try to remotely pretend that magnesium deficiency and heart problems aren't directly linked together, like he just talked about. So make sure if you have some of this food sometimes, you're running the GHI cleanse. That's going to get your inflammatory response down. It's going to help detox your body and get that sludge out of you that you just ate. And make sure you're using the magnesium brain food every single day to keep your magnesium levels. You can also use the magnesium glycinate that we have. You can also use the magnesium bath salts that we have. If you want to soak in those, you take a bath. I'm not a big bath person. Some people are. The magnesium salts, though, I know for a fact I've used them before on after a post-recovery, on heavy, heavy training days, and there's no question about it. It will help reduce muscle soreness and increase recovery. It's the magnesium.
I'm going to say one other thing about the magnesium in our bath salts. You know, years ago, I was on with Dr. Deagle. He's passed away. He's in heaven now. And there was a guest on before him, and he had severe problems with spinal stenosis, and had cured himself with the magnesium bath salts that we use and developed the product.
Yeah.
And he basically had the spinal stenosis, or you have calcium outcroppings inside of the spinal canal, which press on the spinal nerve. It's extremely painful.
It sounds painful.
No, it's unbelievably. And it kind of makes you hump over. It makes you have a hump on your back. And your mom came down with that.
Yeah.
Okay. And she got in it with a hump. I told her one day, I said, you know, get in the hump. She goes, what hump? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to make a big deal. I've learned a long time with women, it's like, don't touch their hair. Don't talk about their age. Don't talk about the hump. Just don't do any of that. And she said, well, I'm getting this spinal stenosis. She's been diagnosed with it. And so she started doing that bath salt stuff.
Every night for an hour.
Every night for an hour. In fact, we ended up, rather than wasting the money and just draining the bath salt, she got a bucket heater. They use them up north for animals.
Yeah.
And you throw it in the bathtub for an hour, it heats the water back up to 100 degrees.
Okay.
And so she would just use the same bath salts, you know, for 3 or 4 days until they got kind of nasty, and she'd flush it, she'd run it down the drain, and she'd put fresh in there. And within about 6 months, she started having tremendous. Remember, there wasn't 6 weeks, it wasn't 6 days, it wasn't 6 minutes. It's like 6 months. Her hump was gone.
She's consistent though.
No, her hump was gone.
Yeah.
And she was consistent. She's tall blonde. A lot of tall blondes end up getting osteoporosis. They end up basically getting humps. And so she got rid of all of that, and she was able to. I remember her hips were so bad, her back was so bad from the spinal stenosis, she barely walked. And I remember we were in China, and we were at the Great Wall of China. You missed that trip. And she's running up the stairs, like up the Great Wall. You know, there's stairs like it was a treadmaster, stairmaster.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, got my girl back. It's great. Yes. And she did it with the magnesium bath salts. Now, I'm not making any claims. If you got spinal stenosis, it's going to get rid of it, but it did for her. This is anecdotal. You know what happened? It did it for Tom, too.
Now, we hadn't brought the magnesium threonate to market yet back then.
No. It won't do the same thing. Remember, you have to have large. This is magnesium chloride.
Okay.
I think it's magnesium chloride. And there's like 7 or 8 different types of magnesium. No, the magnesium threonate is designed for one thing. That's to go penetrate the blood-brain barrier, pick up heavy metals, bring it back out. That's all it's for. No claims. And what's funny about that is it helps with brain fog. But the magnesium chloride that's in that doggone, those bath salts, it absorbs directly through the skin faster than anything else. People say, well, I'm going to use, you know, magnesium sulfate, which is Epsom salts. It doesn't work like that. Very, very, very poor absorption. But she was able to completely get rid of all that.
Well, and the ones that we have, the magnesium, they, as far as they collect it, it's from the Dead Sea, which also is very high in other minerals, too.
Speaking of the Dead Sea over there in Israel, Huckabee betrayal. Now, I know Mike Huckabee. I've met him. I met him up in Atlanta. He claims that America's founding was Jewish and that Israel made the United States.
What?
Now, Mike
Huckabee.
Mike, now you look great. You lost a lot of weight. Okay. I think you're a real smart guy. You're really nice, too. But what the
heck? This wasn't it, bro. This wasn't it.
The U.S. ambassador to Israel, Mike Huckabee, has come down with a terminal case of dispensationalism, and now he's betraying Trump and the United States.
Dispensationalism.
Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to read this one little thing here. See, he's my overall, this lady, this doctor, and I've posted this, says, my overall thesis was as ill as that Huckabee does not behave as a U.S. ambassador for Israel. He behaves as an Israeli ambassador to the United States.
Ooh. That's a bold statement.
Serving as the de facto spokesperson for Israeli interests, as their full-time public relations agency to the American people, and as a lobbyist for the Israeli government to both the American people and to the U.S. government. Huckabee could be seen on American television on any given night of the week telling Americans, listen to this, and in particular that American Christians, that we have an eternal moral debt to Israel and we must repay Israel. Now, this guy who wrote the article says, I could have sworn that Jesus paid my eternal debts.
Oof.
Maybe I heard that wrong. Now, I'm going to say something to you, and this is going to just frost a lot of you, and I don't really care at this point anymore. We kind of frost you every day anyhow. Here's the deal, okay? Israel had its big chance with God 2,000 years ago. They kept sacrificing their children to Baal and Moloch and to Asherah. They kept killing their kids and eating their kids. You think, that's awful. Letting you know that. And then God and Moses had a little talk before Moses, you know, went to heaven. And God told Moses, as soon as you die, they're going to start doing this again with us, sacrificing their kids. And he goes, and I'm going to basically I'm going to get rid of them. I've had enough. He had enough already. And they had their big shot at this 2,000 years ago, and they couldn't hold it together. I mean, think about it for a second. You've been slaves in Egypt for 400 years. All of a sudden, God says, okay, we're going to get you out now. Sends a bunch of plagues in. You get to march out with all the gold and silver in Egypt. And all of a sudden, the Egyptian army's chasing you. So God puts up, you know, a big barrier between you and the fire. It's pretty impressive. So they stop. They can't get past it. Well, where'd the fire come from? Well, they don't really ask that question. And all of a sudden, he goes, well, we backed up to the Red Sea. God says, that's all right. I'll open it up for you. He does. Open the Red Sea. They trot across the Red Sea. Okay. Then the Egyptians run in the Red Sea after them, and they get drowned. Well, then all of a sudden, they're over there waiting for Moses to get the Ten Commandments, and they start having a sacrifice to Baal and Moloch again. They build a golden calf and start sacrificing humans again, because that's what they did in Egypt. That's what they do. 400 years of this. God gets so mad, he kills a bunch of them. Okay. This went on. And the first time I read the Old Testament, I thought, what's up with these guys? Why can't they learn? You know, if I see the ocean open up and we walk through it, it's going to snap me pretty tight.
No joke.
Okay? If I see these chariots coming there behind me and they get all swallowed up, it's going to snap me pretty tight. And I see a wall of flame between me and them, I'll be thinking, yeah, okay, we're in the presence of the Most High God. We need to speak.
This is the guy to not hack off. If anybody to not hack off, it's this guy.
No, you don't want them to say, God looks at him and goes, here, hold my beer. I'm about to have a party here. Yeah. We're about to have a problem. You don't want that. And I know I'm being a little sacrilegious. I'm trying to keep it a little bit light here. The problem is that when you understand that God is God, and I'm going to say something to you, and this is really important. Years ago, I had a supernatural encounter. God took me to heaven. I mean, I woke up shaking and bed soaking wet, and it was unbelievable. He spoke to me in German in the throne room. I mean, it was a wild experience, and I've never been the same. Now, I don't go into detail about it because it kind of tears me up when I start talking about it. But listen to me. If you ever have an opportunity and God does that for you and he shows you what the other side looks like and somebody comes back and talks to you or you get taken to heaven or whatever, I give you my word. If you allow it, it'll change you. You'll never be the same again. So I can't even imagine what it would be like watching the ocean open up and people trotting across it. I can't even imagine what that would be like. It'd be like, this is kind of getting kind of wild. Pep you through a wall of fire. This is unbelievable. But no, you got to go make sure you kill your kids. Sacrifice people as soon as you get across the river, across the ocean. Not cool. And so when he says that basically we have an eternal moral debt to Israel that we have to repay, it is complete and total blasphemy. Israel of the Old Testament is no more. This is a Rothschild construct from the Balfour Declaration. That's what this is. This is to bring us dispensationalism. This whole thing is for the Kabbalah synagogue of Satan is what it's from.
God's relationship to man changed with Jesus. That's
forever.
The difference. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to change.
And man's relationship to man changed with Jesus.
I got a bunch of stuff I got to cover today, so I'm not going to spend the whole day on this. The problem that you've watched now is that these individuals that are pushing this agenda, they've made Israel God.
They're on Messiah.
They're saying that everything you have to do has to focus on us, has to support us, has to worship us.
It's from dispensationalism.
Right. You have to do everything we say. They've made themselves God with a little g. There's nothing biblical about that. There's nothing spiritual about that. Pray for Israel. Pray that they follow Jesus.
That's
pray
right.
for basically peace over there, if that could ever be found. I don't know.
But pray that every knee bow and every tongue confess that
Amen.
Jesus is Lord.
But don't sit there and fall under this context of how they've manipulated everybody with basically the Scofield Bible to say, well, everything has to revolve around Israel. They can do no wrong. They can do nothing bad. You have to follow everything they do because essentially they're God and they can do nothing bad. So you have to obey everything they
say. Or you'll be cursed.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's blasphemy at its highest level, in my opinion. There's nothing biblical.
I mean, they have gone into Gaza and into Palestine and now into Lebanon and machine gun Christians. I'm just saying, I just give you a heads up on that.
Well, I watched the video yesterday. They're all mad about this Iran deal. And one of the Israeli ministers gets up and he goes, "We're not going to stop bulldozing houses." Flat out. We said, "We're not going to stop bulldozing houses in Lebanon." He goes, we can't risk our people being harmed by anyone. We have to take over all of Lebanon. He says, take over all of Lebanon because, well, that's what we deemed it so. And so what's happened is now you have this group that follows no international law, follows no biblical principles, follows nothing as far as when it comes to the rule of law. And you can't sit there and say, well, it doesn't matter what they do. I'm going to keep supporting them because that's what I'm told to do. Your responsibility as a Christian is to follow Christ, nobody else. Period. Anybody that tells you differently is blasphemy, even if it's a group that says we were blessed and we're supposed to be promised this 3,000 years ago. They had their promise. They got their inheritance. They burned through all the cash. Jesus came back and redeemed us. Period. That's the way it is.
Well, when you look at Samuel Untermyer with the Scofield dude, him going to Oxford Press and having these Bibles printed, and he was the one who was really pushing for a new Israel and basically Palestine and the Rothschilds and all the rest of them that work with the Balfour Declaration. And he's the one who declared war on Germany, by the way, in 1933 on WABC in New York. Same Samuel Untermyer. You start to realize that this whole thing was basically a construct that Israel's Rothschilds fiefdom. But let's not even go there. By the way, I want to cover this with you real quick also, see what you think about this. Speed limiters now being proposed in new cars, more government control coming. And now they're not talking about stopping the speed at 99 miles an hour like they do on a Super Duty. Now, why would I know that? I've got a Super
Duty. Tire rating.
You say, well, are you telling
me? It's 97, actually, allegedly.
Allegedly 97 allegedly. Is what I hear on a Super Duty.
It's speed rated.
Well, now, there's a reason for that. The tires. It's the tires.
It was an 8,000-pound truck.
I had a friend of mine one time. Horrible driver. Never rode with him. Will never ride with him again. I rode with him a couple times. He's got a truck lifted.
Yeah.
And he's got the speed limiter off
and
of it.
He's not talking about me. Well, no, because everybody knows I've had lifted trucks.
Well, no, it wasn't Austin. And the guy's doing 130 miles an hour with me in this truck.
No,
and
boy,
I looked at him and I said, dude, what are you doing? I said, this is not fun for me. His name's Mike. I said, don't do this. I said, these tires can't handle that weight. They get too hot. They're going to explode. I said, I don't do a rollover with you at 130. We're going to both go meeting Jesus real quick.
Pickup truck.
And I said, just let this go. And I that was it. The last time I ever rode with him. Yeah. There's three people I don't ride with ever because they drive so badly. And, you know, and one of them has passed away now. And he killed somebody, by the way, in one of the vehicles. That's how nuts he was, by the way. But what they're saying now is they're going to change it. So when it's 55, it's 55 on your odometer.
There you go. Everything you do will be controlled, monitored, or restricted. That's where the overall goal is with this.
That's what George Orwell said. Uh-huh. You know, and so what happens is you watch your dashboard on these new vehicles. It has a little thing that'll say speed limit 55.
GPS. It's all GPS. It is, and that one the Silverado had the heads up display. It showed the speed limit in the time the heads up display.
And so, but here's the problem with that. Here's the biggest problem I've got with this. Now, this is going to bring in the onslaught of the electric vehicles and the onslaught of automatic driving of electric vehicles. Because what happens is, if you got an electric vehicle, Tesla, driving around you at 55 miles an hour, and it's a 65 mile an hour zone, and you pass them at 70, they're not prepared for that from an AI standpoint. And they may pull in front of you, and you have a collision. So what they've got to do, they've got to monitor it where everybody's driving the same speed all of the time if they're going to control our movement.
That's
what this is. And so they're going to come in now, and they're talking about this. They're going to come in. So here's the problem. Let's say you have to avoid an accident, and you've got to accelerate. And you've got to go faster than 55. Or you've got to slow down faster. You've got to change lanes. If your vehicle starts telling you you can't do that, you're going to get killed.
That's exactly right.
I remember one time, I'm going to turn myself in. I'm going to do it. I was driving a sports car. And I was going to drift it into a corner. And it had a stability management program on it. You remember this. Yeah. And I'm a great driver. I can drive a racetrack. I taught Mr. Austin how to drive. But he's better than me now as far as racetracks. Racetracks only. And the crazy part about this is I drifted this car into the corner doggone steering turned me straight.
Yeah.
Automatically. I ran into a stop sign. Had to have the whole nose of the patrol car replaced. I mean, it turned me into a stop sign. And I thought myself...
Well, I thought you were losing the car.
No, and I wasn't losing the car. And I thought to myself, what?
That's why you got to turn all that stuff off a lot of times to go on a track.
Yeah, but I wasn't even on a track. I wasn't going that fast. I was turning a corner. I was like 30 miles an hour, and it pulled me straight. And I had a friend of mine with me. I was showing how great the car handled. How did that work out for me? I had to have a whole new nose put on the car. And, you know, I didn't hurt anything structurally. That was good, but it's creased. It's this plastic piece on the front. Well, I don't know if it's plastic. I don't know what it was. But it creased it, cut it. And so I don't want a bunch of Bondo on plastic.
But back to what you're saying now with that.
It's dangerous.
They don't want people being able to travel freely, unmolested on their way. That's the base I've always said. They don't want free travel. They don't want people being able to go where they want, when they want. It's all about the base concept. And I'm going to tell you guys this. Where it's going, they already have it over in the UK right now.
That's right. That's what they have.
They want 15-minute cities. They want restrict zones. So if you go out of them, you have to pay more taxes if you go out of this area. And you're only allowed out of these areas for so long. That's where it goes with this. People, well, it doesn't matter if they restrict speed limit down this. It's not ever going to stop there. Tyranny doesn't stop with compliance.
No, I was just in France. I was just in Paris. Yeah. Don't go there. Nasty, nasty city. Nasty. Hundreds of tents and mattresses on the road and under the overpass. It's just disgusting. Nasty. And no, it's awful. Well, I tell you, we put in the GPS to go to the wrong place. So it took us into this ghetto world. It was like something from Mad Max Thunderdome. I'm looking around going,
everybody's, well, you said everybody's like sleeping outside.
No,
like LA.
And I'm like, I don't feel safe. I don't have a gun with me. Heck, I need a gun. I need a belt fed, you know,
249.
Yeah, I got a chopper here. This is a nightmare. I need to get in a helicopter and, you know, do a hella hogging. This is awful.
We're not advocating any type of violence.
No, I said hogs. And the crazy part about it is I get on this giant interstate complex, and there's like as far as you can see underneath the interstate in both directions are tents on pallets to get underneath them and flush them with water because they got to get the feces out.
Yeah.
And I'm keeping them from flooding. And I thought to myself,
it's like Skid Row in L.A.
No, it's worse. It's worse than I've seen at Skid Row. And I thought to myself, oh, this is awful. I told the person I was with, I said, this is horrible. I said, how do we? And we looked at it was me. I put the navigation in wrong because, you know, I'm in a different language. I'm trying to be cool. I got this, you know, whatever. I didn't have it. Finally, we got the right place in. It was okay. Okay.
Wait, it's like two streets over.
No, no, it was on the other side of town. But the intelligent speed assistant uses GPS, digital maps, or cameras to detect speed limits and enforce them.
Yep.
It can warn drivers with beeps, resist accelerator pressure, or cap the speed entirely. A UK study associated a 37% drop in traffic deaths with ISA, and New York City's pilot program reported 99% compliance among equipped vehicles. Europe has required ISA in all new cars since 2022, ranging from advisory alerts to mandatory caps. In the U.S., the National Transportation Safety Board is eyeing ISA for all new cars by 2030.
Yep.
Wow.
This system ties in to that unbelievably insane nonsense that Biden got pushed in there, where they want to do basically the sobriety breathalyzer monitor your eyes and monitor your skin and everything else.
I was speaking to Richard the other day. He told me that they were talking about this, and I thought, this can't be real. So I looked it up. Sure enough, it was right.
Yeah.
And I thought to myself, this is unbelievable. They actually want to do this, and they want to have that type of control. Because remember, you're a peasant. Now, you listen to me. Now, you know you ain't a peasant. I don't want to be a peasant. I'm not a peasant, but they think you're a peasant. They think that you're just a lowlife because they think that their God is the real God and he's a hermaphrodite and you're not a hermaphrodite. Therefore, you don't have any rights. So therefore, all you're going to be used for them is food. What do you mean? Satan runs about as a roaring lion seeking those who may be devour. They absorb your energy like you're some kind of, like they're energy vampires. I mean, this is a group of entities that are unbelievably evil. And see, when you understand that, you got to realize something. They don't like you. I talked about this 2 days ago. I listened to the show from Wednesday. This is the group that runs the planet. And when you see it and you understand it, you go, oh, that's who's doing this.
And they don't like being called out. And that's
no.
I'm telling
well,
you.
Well, they're roaches. They don't like being.
No,
you can't. You shine a roach on a flashlight on a roach, man.
You right now, and I would bet money on it. And I pray we never get here. And we keep resisting this nonsense and we push back as we are. If we ever allow to get ourselves where these vehicles are this compromised, this monitored, this restricted, and it goes into the EV world, they will, under no circumstances, ever allow you to operate a vehicle or travel freely on your way if you criticize anything they do. That's where it's going
to
go.
I've never done that in China,
You're going to go to charge your stupid little car, little EV car that they allow you to have that's restricted.
Your golf cart.
Yeah. And you go to charge it. Sorry, you're restricted from charge for the next 48 hours. You've made a comment on Facebook. Let us know when you take the post down. Oh, better yet, you had a private conversation in your car. We monitor, record everything, which they said that's what they want to start doing now. And you made a comment about Little Hab Country. And you said you disagreed with us shelling more civilians. 72-hour restriction for you. Let us know when you stop talking like that.
And it works, by the way.
And it works. It's called negative sanctions. Yep. It's very, 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 very simplistic from a psychology standpoint.
Very real in China. You can't get a bus ticket, can't get a train ticket, can't get an air ticket.
Social credit score is bonkers over there. I talked to a buddy when I was on the dive trip. Mm. His family's from Shanghai. He said, dude, you don't, because I was joking. You know, I'm very open about a lot of stuff as far as just like, I don't care, I'll call you out on it. And he's like, dude, we can't talk about this in China. He goes, don't straight. He goes, you can use your debit card, it won't work. You still freeze it. He goes, you start talking about a lot of stuff you talk about, and you talk about it socially. He goes, you got to use cars. You got 24-hour freeze on your card. He said that. I'm like, are you serious? Yeah. That fast.
Well, you remember, though, the Rothschild banking cartel invaded China just like it invaded Russia. The difference was Russia had the Christian Orthodox Church, and they had to kill 50,000 priests, which they did, to try to stop Jesus. And China didn't have that, so they were able to come in and force
exactly
these
right.
people this.
And the thing about it is the United States at no point in form has ever given up their Second Amendment right, and that has been the only pivotal point that has restricted a lot of the insanity from the tyrannical regimes that have tried to enslave the United States. Once they ever get that, if they do, and I pray they don't, it won't be my generation.
Like they've done in Canada and Australia already.
California, you can't even buy large bulk ammunition in person with a driver's license anymore. They restrict how many rounds you can buy in the boxes. You can buy up to like 50 rounds of pistol and 100 rounds of rifle at a time. You can't buy more. You can't go down here to Florida and say, hey, I need a pallet of 5.56, 855 green tip. Coming right up, brother. Got some in the back. Let me know you wanted me to load it on the pallet jack. This is Florida. You buy as much ammo as you want down here. I don't have to give a reason why I want it. Any lawful purpose. I need 50,000 rounds. You're done, brother. Bring the truck around. California? Oh, you want more than a 10-round magazine? Do you put down suppressive fire? Oh, no, you're peasant. You get bolt action. Best you're ever going to get. They've already done it. Once that ensues and there's no more fear of reprisal, because I've always told you guys this, the only reason a government wants to restrict your firearm usage is because they're afraid you're going to shoot them for what they're about to do to you. That is it. Nobody cares about people owning firearms that are free people. You know what? I've got it. You got it. We're all on the same page. Let's all just be nice. Nobody wants to get shot in the face today.
Well, that's what happened in Russia. That's why they were able to do the Russian Revolution, because they disarmed everybody. That's
exactly right.
They had to fight against machine guns with pitchforks and baseball bats.
Doesn't work.
Yeah, it doesn't work. Oh, by the way, speaking of weird ideas, California has a gay certification program to tap into $633 million for LGBT businesses.
Wait a minute.
Okay, wait a minute. So if you're queer...
You get money.
That's a fuck business. Americans are used to handouts for favored groups. Affirmative action is university admissions. True. Corporate diversity. Yep. And minority-owned contracting requirements, direct opportunities, resources, and contracts to supposedly depressed groups such as women, which they're not anymore. They run the planet. Native Americans, they have all the casinos. Blacks, they've got their rights too. And Hispanics, they get to come over and aggregate $20 million at a pop and nobody says anything. In California, state Democrats have embraced another kind of favoritism, contracts for state-certified gay-owned businesses. Now, why can't we have a state-certified contract for straight-owned businesses with heterosexuals that like women and women who like men, and we have a group of people that basically like each other? The theme operates through the California's Public Utilities Commission, which regulates privately owned utility companies. California utilities spent more than $43 billion in 2024 on contractors, fuel suppliers, surveyors, engineers, and others whose work helps deliver water, gas, electricity, and internet service to California's 39 million residents, making it one of the most expensive places in the world to live because of electrical costs. That's what they're doing. 1986, Governor George Duke Mihan, whoever that name is pronounced, signed Assembly Bill 3678, which required certain regulated utilities to submit annual plans for buying goods and services from women and minority-owned companies. Why don't we make from men and from people who aren't minority-owned companies? Why don't we just not do any of that? 2 years later, the CPUC created its Super Supplier Diversity Program, which would enforce the law to set contracting goals for large utilities to buy from minorities and from lesbians and homosexuals. Under a series of Democratic governors, the program has expanded to include gay-owned businesses now. In September 2014, then-Governor Jerry Brown, complete nutbag, signed legislation requiring CPUC to recognize LGBT-owned businesses as eligible for supplier diversity benefits. So if you have a gay perversion or gay choice or whatever you want to call your gay life, you have special benefits that the rest of us have to pay for with tax dollars. Does that seem wrong to you? That seems wrong to me. You know, I don't care what your sexual persuasion is. I may not agree with it, but it's not my business. You do what you want to do. Why would you care about my sexual persuasion? I mean, I like women. I think they're beautiful. I think God made them, right? But why in the world are they getting special benefits? Now, listen to me.
Why is the government giving you money based on who you sleep with?
Well, then you have to sleep with me.
Well, no. You got to see my basis this.
But
you're gay. We give you money now to do a business. Mm-hmm. You're straight. You get nothing, peasant. It almost seems like they're encouraging people to want to go down that path.
Now, listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. Supplier Clearinghouse also accepts gay certification letters. So you have to be certified as gay from the LGBTQ plus and Allied Chamber of Commerce's, the chamber's own list of accepted documents and human resources proving that you're gay. So you have to prove that you're gay. You have to get a letter that you're gay. You got to, and then you get all of these. But Californians don't need energy systems delivered by gay contracts. They need the energy system that works. But the gay guys don't really know what they're doing sometimes because they have no idea how to run it because they're just gay and they got the contract. It's like giving some.
If you're giving the contract, you're giving this out based solely, again, on your sexual preference. Where does it come down to actually providing goods and services that are quality?
Oh. Pick me. I'm a brain surgeon.
Yeah.
I got a certificate in mail because I had a different sexual persuasion. Therefore, I get to operate on your brain. Now, I don't know what I'm doing. And heck, heaven forbid it.
But we'll
cut your brain
out together.
But we'll do it together. Oh, by the way, you're my first patient. This is going to be great. Watch this. Hold my beer. No. God, what is it? So you have, that's why they have some of the highest utilities, in my opinion, in the world in California. Unbelievable.
No, I can't even. I don't even know what to say with
so
that.
So if you're gay or you're butch like lesbian and you really want to have some benefits given to you, just hand it out by the state, move to California. You'll enjoy it out there.
I think that's pretty much accurate.
The weather's great out there, by the way.
That's why the state's failing. I mean, they're hundreds of billions of dollars in the red every single year.
Well, they can't just print currency out of nothing. That's why they're failing.
Well, no, then you got things like, we're going to do this high-speed rail. It's going to be this $20 billion high-speed rail project.
The only person who tried to fix that place was the son of a Nazi.
Schwarzenegger.
Did you say Schwarzenegger?
I did. He was there. But no, under Newsom, where there's $20 billion high-speed rail project. It goes on for like 3 years. They audit it. It's like $40 billion over budget. And they're like, well, we're still working on getting the tracks. What? Bro, and I'm not trying. I know it's kind of the death train. It has a stigma to it. But we down here in Florida, like, hey, you know, we're going to do a bright line.
Over 100
Miami
dead.
To Orlando.
Over 100 dead.
Boom. It's done. In like 2 years, it's done. Now, granted, we have the highest death rate of any train rail.
They should have elevated those tracks, man.
Hey.
It comes by at 200 miles an hour, whatever it does. Hey. It's gonna clip. That reminds me of what we talked about yesterday. If you got the cat, the kid, and the husband on the train tracks, it's going to be the bright line.
The bright line's coming.
And it ain't going to stop.
No, I mean, it has the largest amount of fatalities of any train in existence in the United States in history. I mean, that says a lot considering about how many people died back in the old Western days.
When the population density, when they're going through a heavy, densely populated.
Bro, when I was on the Bright Line, I wrote it to you a couple months ago out of curiosity. I was coming back from Miami. I went on a rally down there. Nobody was leaving. I wanted to come back early. And I'd jump on the train. Pretty cool. It's like $100. They feed you the whole time. Actually, pretty decent food. And we're going through. I mean, there's parts where I could have taken a rock and hit somebody's back door with it. I mean, like, they brought the railway right through their backyard. And I'm like, well, I bet that was fun when we saw the permitting process.
I bet you that resale of that house will be good now.
Yeah. Now, Green, I do have to say, though, they have slowed down through the residential areas. Some of the residential areas we came through, we were only doing about 30 miles an hour.
Call them up, and I got another dead body in that backyard. Will you pick it up, please? I mean,
well,
wow,
dude, gosh. I mean, they went through some of these areas. I mean, the setback's like 50 feet off the back of the house, and they're coming through at 110 miles an hour.
The whole house is shaking.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, oh, by the way, Apple is the high prices to offset soaring memory costs. Total lie.
Oh, whatever.
The situation has become unsustainable for Apple.
Yeah, right.
Up until now, Americans primarily hated the flood of data centers popping up and around the country like mushrooms growing into feces. At least those who haven't been canceled or delayed due to regulatory pushback, lack of electricity, to outright hostility because of surging electricity prices and rising tide of unemployment as chatbots gradually make America's white collars obsolete. Now they can add surging consumer price inflation to the list of reasons to hate data centers whose ravenous demand for memory has set prices to record highs. Total lie. According to WSJ, Apple plans to raise prices massively on its products to offset the surging cost of memory and storage chips. Now,
total lie.
Now listen to me. I like iPhones. I'm not going to lie. They're so stinking easy to use. I mean, they're unbelievable.
It was $2,000 for a maxed out one. That was stupid.
You can go to one of these stores. I've got one in Tampa over there. And I had a friend of mine, wanted an iPhone, and they got an iPhone 13. It looked brand new. It had been completely
pre-rated, or what they call it?
It had a new battery in it, new screen in it, new everything for $300.
There you go.
It looked brand new. It worked great. $300. So I don't recommend that you go buy these new phones anymore.
Go to $2,000. People paying $70, $80, $90 a month for a phone, financing a phone, a phone, a phone.
No, she got this iPhone 13. It looked brand. I mean, look how it just came out of the box.
It's good tech, man. A lot of the old stuff is still good.
My phone is an iPhone 13.
I had 11 until I broke it when it fell down thing.
I have a chip in there. I can change it out. Yeah. I can put a new SIM card in it. It's great. As far as these new ones, they're getting more and more, a security nightmare as far as spying
AI and all of them. And see, I talked to my buddy the other day. He's really big in the AI sector in Orlando. And he told me, he said, all the stuff they're telling you with the prices of this in the United States, he goes, complete lie. He goes, the same tech boxes, the same AI boxes, all this data. He goes, they're saying here in the United States, they're $150,000, $200,000, $1 million for one of these sections in AI data center. Just another one. He goes, the same exact product in China sells for $10,000. He said it's complete scam. He goes, what they're doing is they're justifying it to make record profits on the AI. This has nothing to do with we can't afford it. We got to increase the cost now because of this, this, and this. The Apple iPhone is made in China. China. It's unbelievably cheap to manufacture. Don't let them tell you these things cost $2,000 to make. This is all about manipulating AI. Now, I want to cover this real quick for the show here. 2 months ago.
Be careful the words you use.
I am. FDA came in and said.
You can read the headlines.
Yeah. Moderna came out with an RNA flu shot. Okay? They submitted it to the FDA. The FDA said, absolutely not. We're putting a pause on this right now. We need to discuss it. RFK Jr. said the same thing. Now, I don't know what's going on with the NIH and what's going on with RFK right now because there's a lot of stuff that's happening.
It's money, buddy. It's big pharma.
Yeah. I already told you about this. Now we've rolled out the COVID RNA new shot of that again. Now, suddenly, the FDA said 9-0, voted yesterday, 9-0, approved Moderna's RNA flu shot. 9-0. Zero. Meaning nobody voted against it now. Now they have an RNA flu shot brought to market to add on top of the COVID RNA shot.
It'll probably be loaded with graphene oxide again. You got to remember something, guys. They didn't get enough of this filth to start with. They're hooking up data centers now to tie into this mess with this graphene oxide. And just be careful with this stuff. I had another friend of mine yesterday from college. His name's Steve. And he told me his brother took all the shots of the boosters. Now he has Alzheimer's. Can't even think. Can't even know who anybody is anymore. You know, these little sand spurs get inside the bloodstream and they block blood vessels. And, you know, and blood vessels feed the brain. And you know, it's another one I just told you about, the terminal cancer now. Another one is unbelievably sick with a chronic bronchial infection. That's one of the other side effects. That's how Kyle Busch died. All of this stuff is a massive nightmare.
Look at this. The citing the clinical trial data, the document states that the Moderna mRNA 1010 shot had a 26% efficacy rate in adults. 26%.
I mean, that means it had a 74% failure.
And remember, this is the data they submitted to the FDA. Highly probable.
A 26 on a test is an F.
An F, yes. Let me know next time you get a 26 on an F and tell me how everybody passes it. They don't. It's an F. It's a failure. 3/4 of the people that take it don't have any positive results out of it.
They have some negative results.
Well, that's exactly right. That's my next question. Is what type of side effects are listed in this clinical trial that justify offsetting a 26% efficacy rate? I can't see any as far as having any legitimacy with this.
Look at this right here. They seek traditional approval for 50 to 64 age group and up. Approval for the 65 plus age group. Why? Why do they want to get rid of people over the age of 55?
Social Security.
No, it's not even that. We remember what this country was before this BS started here. We know what it is to have freedom.
That's true. They're coming after you.
No. They don't. And plus, we're the ones that have a lot of money in our savings account and in our retirement accounts that they're going to seize upon our death. And they don't have to pay us Social Security. They don't want us doing podcasts saying, hey, I remember the way it used to be. I remember when we had freedom. I remember we could drive whatever speed we wanted to drive on the highway, you know, within reason and be safe, and we wouldn't be basically hauled off to jail. I remember all that. But it ain't like that anymore. We got George Orwell. George Orwell would blush right now and say, my God, this is awful. But now here's a question for you, Austin. Change the subject. In West Virginia now, 18 to 20-year-old West Virginians can carry concealed weapons without permits. Good. How do you feel about an 18-year-old running around with a gun in their front pocket?
Don't be stupid.
No. They argued against expanding in constitutional carry to 18-year-olds, suggesting it creates concerns about impulsive behavior, risk-taking, and potential use for substance abuse. And, I mean, I'm thinking about this and looking at it, I think myself, why can you go fight in a military and be drafted like they did in Vietnam?
That's what I'm getting at with. That's what I've always said. Whenever they have these, like in the state of Florida, they did that after the shooting, the Parkland shooting, yeah, with Sheriff Israel. His name, Sheriff Israel, put a stand down order and wouldn't let the hot SWAT team breach the premises and basically take the shooter out in Parkland. That was a nightmare down here, by the way. They came and said, well, you can't buy a rifle.
I'll give DeSantis. DeSantis fired.
Oh, he fired. That was the first time I've ever watched the governor of a state terminate a county sheriff. Terminated him. That was interesting.
Well, the only person who controls the governor, the sheriff, so the governor.
That's right. But I've always said that before is, you know, you can get drafted at 18. You can enlist at 17 if you get approval on it. And you could go run every manner of combat firearm in war theater. But if you come back home, you get back off deployment and you're 19 years old, you can't even own a firearm. You can't purchase a firearm. But yet they just had you run a Mark 19 belt-fed grenade launchers. Run 249s, 240s, but you can't run a firearm when you're here. So, yeah, I think at 18.
This is what happened back in the 70s with the Vietnam War, and they changed the drinking age to 18.
Yeah.
Because they said, we're drafting them, sending them over to die. They can't have a beer when they get back. This is nuts. But then they changed it back to the 21 as far as drinking in the United States. Here's the thing. Accidents.
Yeah, and I'm going to say this. The Second Amendment, what's the age bracket on that constitutional amendment?
Not listed, buddy. Don't you remember the British,
yeah,
the little children? You think that's a graphic movie.
I mean, my son's 10. He's extremely firearm efficient. Very, very safe. I monitor and watch everything.
You need to show a video of him in training.
He's going to get banned if I put it up there.
Oh, that's true.
They're going to pull it down immediately. Mm-hmm. We know what we need to do, and Michael Baird has told me this multiple times, and we're going to have to do this in order to keep the content expanding like we do, but not be able to put this stuff out there. Mm-hmm. We're going to do that premium service. We're going to do basically Brower Show after hours. We're going to go into anything and everything we want to talk about and answer requests on here that have no limits on it, but it'll be with the BrowersShow.com only. It won't be posted on social media.
Wow. That's what we're going to have to do.
That's the option. Everybody's asking about that because then we can kind of go anywhere we want to go with it, and we don't have to worry about getting shadow banned on different platforms. So that'll be the next phase we're working on here. But, guys, have a safe weekend. Stay healthy. If you got the HGH Stimulate, let me know how you like the new formula. I like it a lot. Mix is good. Tastes good. Gives you a wicked pump. Just ran it last night, my buddy. Rear delts. Gosh, my back is sore today.
I could not believe how big he's gotten.
Man, I know.
His lats are this wide. He's all muscled up.
He's funny. And he goes, I'm kind of frustrated. I'm not gaining any weight. I said, dude,
burning
you're losing
fat, man.
Body fat. Your weight's staying the same. I said, that means you're recompositioning. I said, that is impossible to do in most cases for most people. I said, you're doing it completely natural with supplements. You're on the HGH Stimulate every single workout with the creatine afterwards. And then I put them on the stack. I tell everybody, Fit Food Whey Protein with collagen. 2 scoops of Fit Food, 1 scoop of collagen. Super simple. You do that every day after your workout. You'll be shocked at the recovery for the muscles and the soft tissue and joints. So you can do it, guys, but you got to put in the time.
By the way, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus all the days of your life. Remember, we love you here. Go to church on Sunday. I'll be in church on Sunday. It's great. I love church.
Yes.
Pray every single day. And happy Father's Day to all the fathers.
That's right. It's Father's Day this weekend. Happy Father's Day to all you too, especially the awesome dads that are being fathers. I respect and appreciate and support you guys. If you need anything, vitamin C on sale, check some articles we got going on the weekend. Have a fantastic weekend, my friend. We'll talk to you on Monday, as always.
Keep your hearts and minds in Christ all the days of your life. Remember, we love you. Thank you for your support. If it wasn't for you guys, we wouldn't be here. If you get a chance, check Wednesday's show this week, 2 days ago, and yesterday's show. Two of the best, funniest shows we've ever done in a long, long time. I love you guys. I appreciate you. And thank you so much for your prayers and your support.